Hey, you know, remember I mentioned that Papa Roach, Carrie Underwood duet?
Mm-hmm.
That thing hit number one in like two rock charts.
Did it?
Yeah.
It was a good song.
Yeah. It's only been on a couple weeks. I guess it was originally released just as a Papa Roach song like 2 years. It's about suicide prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And they both like the message or whatever. And,
right.
And yeah, it looks like it's got...
Yeah, we played that the other day.
Life. Yeah, it's an awesome song. Just added it to my Spotify. Anyway... I like harmonies. When people harmonize,
I agree.
I liked it. I wish I could do it.
You couldn't really even hear because his voice kind of drowned it out.
Hers Carrie's a little bit. Yeah.
But it sounded great.
But then they each have solos.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like okay. Throughout, you can hear.
Right.
What's the name of the song?
It's Leave a Light On, and then in parentheses to Talk Away the Dark.
Nice.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I'm
cool song.
entering. My wife and I are kind of entering a new stage of life because.
Oh, really?
My oldest daughter is officially out of the house because
right.
we finished moving her into her house yesterday right. in Arlington.
Right.
We moved some stuff in over the weekend, but there was some other stuff we had to move in. So she's out and she's probably never coming back. I'm not that happy with the decision. Financially, I thought it was just stupid.
What, to move out of the house?
Yeah, because she could have stayed at home for another year and probably banked another 15, 20 grand. I thought that's what I told her to do, but she's 23. I couldn't talk her out of it.
Yeah.
She wanted to go live with her friends.
Right.
But yeah, whatever. Normal. So it's too late now. She signed a lease. So she's out probably for good.
Are you writing her off?
Well, I mean, I doubt she'll come
clearly,
back.
You're clearly pissed at her.
She'll come back because what we all do is we go leave, and then when we hit the financial crunch, when we need an extra,
it's a possibility.
When we need an extra 20K to make the down payment for the house that you really want,
right.
move in with your
you
parents.
Move in for the year and a half, suck it up.
You might be right. She might come back.
Start over saving.
But
then,
she increased her debt load, you know, per month by a few thousand. I told her, I was like, this is what you got. Let's build it up a little bit more, and then you'll be even more comfortable. Didn't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my youngest daughter left this week to go back to school for senior year.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife and I, empty nesters again,
mm-hmm.
right? And you kind of get, you know, when they're home for 3-4 months, you kind of get used to it, and then they
sure.
leave. A little depressing yesterday.
Right.
But financially.
That's why God made golf.
That's true. Playing today.
Right.
But financially, before my oldest went to school, her freshman year, I was looking at 16 semesters of college. That's just tuition, not concluding room and board. I've got one left.
That's amazing.
I got one semester left out of 16.
Right.
And your college is, because
15 out of 16
state,
paid.
Relatively cheap.
Oh, we got so lucky.
Yeah.
Compared to what you're paying and what you might be paying for Syracuse if your kid goes there. Plus, you got an 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So,
7-year-old.
Seven. All right.
I got a long ways to go.
You got a long way to go, but 15 out of 16 semesters down.
That's awesome, dude.
Hey, but you could still have kids. My grandfather knocked one out when he was 61.
Yeah.
Adopt.
That ain't happening.
You could do it all over again. You said you love having the kids around.
Entering a different stage, man.
Think about
it's kinda
that.
Crazy.
My grandfather was 61 when my Uncle Carlos was born.
Mm.
That's crazy.
I think my grandmother was 42.
I played golf with a guy, literal brain surgeon. He was this, I don't want to misclassify him, but I think he was an African guy. I don't know. He was younger than me. He's only 42 years old. He was wearing some sort of head thing, so I'm not sure. I don't want to get his ethnicity wrong, and I didn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
But literal brain surgeon.
Right.
42 years old, 5 kids.
Wow.
Ranging from 23 to 2.
2. Wow.
Crank
you mean
out.
Currently? So he's got
yes.
currently has
he's got
a 2-year-old.
A 2-year-old, and then he's got a 23-year-old that like went to USC or something. And super nice guy, great guy. And all I said to him is, well, I know you got a lot of blank.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
how do you receive that?
Oh, he was laughing. He said, you're not lying. Because, well, you don't, a lot of, it starts with a P.
I got you.
Yeah, if Valdez doesn't get it, I mean, anyway, that's a big range. So
well,
you,
he's got a lot of bills,
sex.
Too.
A lot of sex.
He's got a lot of bills.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of age, did you guys see that Valdez's nemesis, Sister Jean, she's turned 105 yesterday?
Wow.
Oh,
she's still kicking, huh?
105?
The only thing I saw.
Is that the girl? Is that from Loyola Chicago?
Yeah. The only thing I saw kind of relating to that is the world's oldest woman, or at least the oldest United States citizen, just died. She was 117.
Wow.
They said she died happy.
Mm-hmm.
117.
I had a great aunt that lived to 105 in Puerto Rico. And I remember she also had a neighbor. Puerto Rico, they live long. At least, I'm sure if you
check the pummeled by a hurricane,
it's probably the exact same. But my perception is they live long. And she had a neighbor when she was in her 90s. She said, you know, I'm happy to be 95 or whatever she was. She's like, I just want to live to 100 because my neighbor lived to 105 and the last 5 years weren't great.
Yeah, but up to 100, they were awesome.
I guess so.
That's great.
They still trotting her out.
Sister Jean?
Yeah.
I guess. Probably. I don't know.
Probably.
She's totally like.
She predates basketball.
They just wheel her out at this point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
But is her mind still with her?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
she's yelling 2-for-1 when there's 40 seconds left at the half.
My mom is remarkably sharp for where she is, and she credits a lot of it to 70 years of playing piano.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It keeps your brain locked in. They said like the worst thing you can do is just as you get older sit around and watch TV. Literally the worst thing you can do for your brain.
Right.
Like, you need to stay as active as you can, walk every day, all that. It doesn't make sense to me because I'm too dumb to understand why just like walking 20 minutes a day staves off dementia. I can understand why it keeps you somewhat healthy, but I don't understand why it would have that connection to dementia. I don't get it. But supposedly walking every day is silly for you.
Yeah.
For your brain.
Yeah.
Which I don't even understand the connection.
Yeah, you got to walk that dog. Got to walk that dog every day.
That's what. I've been going for walks because I want to make sure I get in. And they actually say, too, you know, because I'm getting so fat that walking after dinner, even if you do just like 10 minutes, is good for you.
Yeah,
like
burn off a little
or whatever.
Bit. Yeah.
But you do feel kind of dumb when you just walk by. Say your wife's not walking, you're just walking by yourself. You do feel kind of dumb. But if you had a dog, it would feel a little bit better. Why are you laughing at me?
No, I agree.
I'm not laughing. I'm
walking by
yourself. You're
entertaining
me. Walking by yourself is,
when you walk with your wife, it seems normal. When you're walking by yourself, it just seems just kind of like a loser endeavor. I don't know.
Walking? Because it's really not different than running.
Well, I'm running.
You feel like it's okay.
You're just pondering life more when you're walking by yourself.
But you're probably on your phone.
My mom doesn't.
I never bring my phone.
No, I know. I do it, but I feel more comfortable. It seems like I can have a conversation. You know, if you walk with your wife, right? After dinner or something, you guys go for a walk. But when you walk by yourself, I always just think, man, this would be so much more enjoyable if I had a dog. I honestly think that. But then the rest of the day, I don't want a dog. And I don't want a dog when I want to go to the beach for the weekend or when I want to go to my buddy's house.
You get used
to
it. I know, but you get used to it. You get used to that
stuff. Yeah, but so I'm going to be at the golf course, and I got to worry about getting home to feed the dog or let the dog out? That'd be so tilted.
Well, I mean, you have a wife who's not at the golf course. You've got a daughter who's not at the golf course.
They don't want to deal with it.
Your daughter wants a dog. You know she does.
Maybe. But I don't think if I ever got one, I don't think I would get one until my kid. So I'm at your stage where all my kids are gone.
Right. It's coming.
Yeah. It basically is. My 15-year-old's never home. She has about as much fun as home as you do in an after-work meeting.
Yeah.
She just wants no desire to be at home.
She wants to be gone.
Why? Wants to be with her friends.
She
just likes being with her friends. I mean, I have a great relationship with her, with my youngest. I mean, she's a great kid, but she just likes to be with her friends. You know? It's just that age.
I mean, my daughter's the same way.
Yeah.
Look, that's why my daughter's living in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be with her friend. I can tell you this.
Where's your daughter living?
She's right there in Boston.
Right.
So the day we moved in her first load of stuff, okay?
Did they steal something?
Two blocks away, actually a block away, a guy broke into a house with four girls from Virginia Tech. It's like Sorority Row on this particular street.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter and her three friends, all Hokies. Across the street, four girls, all Hokies. right next to
Mike
them.
Mike Morris' antennas are up.
Four girls, all Hokies.
You need to find out the address, Mike.
And then a block away down the street, a guy breaks and knocks the window out in the middle of the night. Girls are sleeping. Girls who went to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Comes in. One of the girls heard the guy break in, called the cops. I don't even know if they caught him. I was trying to find out from my boy Kevin Davis that they caught the guy.
Uh-huh.
But a block away from my daughter's house, the girls that live there said, we're out. They just signed the lease. They said, we're done. We're moving out. We're breaking the lease.
Because of that, yeah.
Of course. If someone broke into my daughter's house, I would say, you are coming home.
Mm.
So that's, I got to worry about that now. Arlington sucks.
What would you do if your daughter started dating Mike Marr? You like Mike. He's a great guy. He's a decent guy.
I wouldn't allow it.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't allow it.
But Mike is a great kid.
Because I see him every day, and I know.
You couldn't do that?
I couldn't deal with it.
But hold on. I couldn't deal with
the thought of what it would be going on weekend nights.
You can't think about that. But all you do.
You would, though.
Well, my daughter's dates, yeah. I don't think about that, though. But, like, Mike is a great kid.
I like Mike.
Right.
I just don't want him dating my daughter.
I know, but I'm trying to say it. You're probably the kind of guy you would want to date your daughter.
Maybe, but it's
the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, yeah. There's way worse kids than Mike.
What's it, the devil you know versus Jason, the devil you don't?
He doesn't want her to hook up with Mike Marr. He wants her to hook up with somebody who's rich.
Oh, damn.
Right. Well, there's something to be said for that.
For anyway. Sure.
Chase is too calculated.
Mike Barr's biggest flaw is his addiction to nicotine, as far as I could tell.
Oh, yeah. My daughter would be doing the Zins or Zons or whatever the hell they call them, Zens.
Think about it, Jason. We could kick around the sports bets for the weekend.
Yeah.
See what the lines are looking like in college football.
Yeah.
UFC.
That'd be great.
UFC fight nights together.
Is your daughter, is Madden into, is she into UFC?
No.
Oh, she doesn't care?
No. She probably likes baseball more than anything.
Could you get baseball, into baseball,
football.
Mike?
Dude, no. Baseball is probably my least favorite.
Yeah, he doesn't like baseball. She'd want to go to the Nats games, and you'd say, nah, I'm not going to Nats.
No love
connection. I like going to Nats games.
You just want to drink.
Oh, no, not necessarily.
Oh.
I mean, if I went to a Nats game, probably, but, you know, bullpen, always a good time.
But anyway.
Right, of course.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got to worry about that. Guys breaking into homes on her street.
Well, you know what? That happens. I could say that happens every street, so.
It doesn't happen on my street.
Wow.
It's never happened.
You don't think there's been a robbery?
I've just jinxed it.
There hasn't
been a robbery. It's never happened on my street ever since I've been there.
Really? Okay.
So I'll tell you that.
All right.
So you want to get in the sports page or should we take a break? What do you want to do? It's 6:36.
I don't know. You're all ramped up and you're all.
Yeah, I'm getting all fired up thinking about all that stuff.
Let's go. Hold on. Oh, let's go real quick to Greg and then we'll come back. It is Open Line Thursday.
Yeah, let's take some calls.
Steer the show however way you wish. Greg, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junks.
Hey, morning, gents. Lurch, I'm going to try to pick your spirits up here.
All right. Yeah, he's all angry
week
now.
Zero.
No, I'm fine.
It is week zero. We got college football on deck.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any over-unders for the season or any action in week zero? And then who's the sleeper team you like this year?
I haven't looked at the season totals, the win totals. The way I look at it is since they have conference realignment, I mean, I just think it's very unpredictable. Especially in a couple of the conferences. So I'll probably place a few. I just haven't put them up yet. And as far as this weekend, just looking, there's only four games. I mean, I think SMU will smoke Nevada, but they're giving a boatload.
Agreed.
Florida State, Georgia Tech, I don't know because, I mean, they're playing in Dublin. So, I mean, it's not like there's a home field there. And
yeah,
then,
but what if it was, you know, just a typical neutral setting? Who would you like there?
I mean, I don't, Florida State's quarterback is DJ Ugalele, who sucks.
He went from Clemson.
He went from East Coast to West Coast and then back to the East Coast.
Yeah, Oregon State.
And he wasn't very good at any of those schools, so I don't really love him. What are they giving, like 12, 12 and a half?
Down yeah, 11 and, half. 11 and a half.
10 and a half.
I like Nico in Tennessee this year to make a run. And if Miami's got the talent this year to make a run, if Chris Ball can just get out of the way. So those are the two sleepers I'm watching this year.
Well, I kind of like whatever the season total of the Hokies is. I kind of like it because their schedule isn't very difficult. So take a look at that.
What do you think the number is?
It's probably 7.5-ish.
Do you think they can get to 8?
Yeah. Look at the Virginia Tech schedule. It's not very difficult.
Hmm.
I mean, they open up with Vanderbilt. Then they play Old Dominion. Then they play Marshall and Rutgers.
Didn't they lose to ODU a couple seasons ago?
That was Pry's first year. All right. But they're not going to lose to them this year. Then they play Marshall and Rutgers at home. Now, Rutgers be tough, but it's a home game. They lost to both of them last year, but this year both of them are at home. Their toughest game is probably Clemson at home or Miami on the road. I mean, they got Stanford. They've got UVA, obviously. They've got Boston College at home on a Thursday night. I mean, they've got some real winnable games. So I'd have to take a look at whatever their win to total is, but I kind of like, if it's in that 7.5 range, I like it. And if it's lower than that, I really like it.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. You can give us a call. We'll open up the sports page next here on the Junk.